Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the warm-up on Fox Sports Knoxville. Keith Hatfield, Tanner Carson here. 865-546-8200. 865-546-8200 to get in on a Tennessee-Georgia Saturday morning. Tennessee facing an absolute crossroads game today. Arguably a crossroads game for the program and the current head coach. So we will see how that goes. But everyone, jump in. 865-546-8200. Tanner, what you think? Where are we at today?
I'm thinking it might be his last stand. And I'm ready to get it over with, whatever's going to happen.
Well, obviously, I mean, it is huge today. Tennessee finds a way to make something happen today. You're a game back of Florida in the East. You then have to hope they lose to Georgia and someone else and probably someone else, because I don't think there's much doubt we'll lose at Alabama, but you make things happen. I mean, you win today, at least the fan base is united. The head coach has done well at that point, or at least is kind of on track. So we see what happens. 865-546-8200. I'm not going to get in. See, I'm going to be positive today. I'm not going to get on the here's what happens when it goes bad, because, I mean, the history says that Tennessee will play one of their better games of the year today, because generally in the history of Tennessee football in the modern era, in the SEC division era, we generally play one of our best games of the year against them. So
every game since 2011 has been decided by no more than 8 points. So you've had, in that span, outmatched Tennessee teams, take on some really talented Georgia teams, and played them well. Talking about 2012, you took that horrid defense of Sal Sincere down to Athens.
And almost won.
Yeah, and that defense almost lost you the game, should have lost you the game. They had 50 points on you by the third quarter, but you were right there in it at the end of the game. And that's a Georgia team that if they go out of bounds against Alabama, they may be playing Notre Dame for a national championship that year.
Correct. I mean, yes. I mean, absolutely. I mean, that was what Georgia has never, well, I guess 2003 would have been one of those. But generally, Georgia has not worked Tennessee any time in this series. It has been, we've been right there with them every time, no matter how good or bad they are, or how bad or good Tennessee is. I think Tennessee, I mean, down there in 04, generally Tennessee's played pretty well in Athens. They've played well in Knoxville. Georgia has been a team that has brought out the best in Tennessee. Yesterday on air, John Bryce made a great point that there are so many Georgia kids on the Tennessee roster that that's always going to bring out the best in Tennessee. So we shall see today. 865-546-8200, 865-546-8200 to jump on with us. I mean, that's probably how it works, is that Tennessee shows up today and plays one of their better games of the year. Some things are going to have to bounce Tennessee's way today. The offensive line will have to have their best day of the year, because I think Tennessee has to rush the ball at least well enough to keep the chains moving and keep the clock going, because if Tennessee ends up in pass mode all day, from what I've seen of Georgia, that's the one thing they do the best, is get after the passer. I don't see, having seen our pass protection this year, I don't see Tennessee being able to hold up for a full 60, or Quentin Dormery being able to hold up for a full 60 if it's just drop back, try to throw against them.
See, we got Phil on, ready to go, Keith.
What was that?
Philly.
Phil, jump right in. What is that? What's up, Philly?
What's going on, Keith? Tanner?
Not much, Phil.
No, just a Tennessee-Georgia Saturday, my man.
Yeah, I know. You're right, though. It is it's pretty competitive series. I guess you really could call it a rivalry because you don't, neither team can really take advantage of each other like Alabama and Florida do to Tennessee.
That is true. I mean, it's actually a very good rivalry in that nobody's ever gone on a real – I mean, a few here, a few there, but you don't have 10- and 12-year runs or – I mean, like especially like the series we have against Alabama where it's somebody's on a five-year run every time.
Yeah, that's 10 now. And then Florida, okay. The last one was 10, so that's what my point is right now. I mean, you know. We got to get this thing back in the gear. I mean, we don't want Georgia to start a streak on us.
True, exactly. And the thing is, we'll be finding a way to win today. You're, what, 3 in a row on them? You're in a pretty good place.
Yeah, but I think it's a bad matchup. You should look at it on paper. I mean, I know there's some intangibles to it, but this team hasn't played maybe one or two quarters of good football all year.
And that's my fear today is that they have not been good for certainly a full game all year. And I guess my fear today, Phil, is they come out and they're slow early. Georgia jumps on them. The crowd's going to turn against them.
Yeah.
And it's going to get bad.
Yeah, we've been a slow starting team since he's been here. I mean, we can't afford that. I mean, we got to come out and we got to get on Georgia early and then hopefully you can stay in the game that way. But if you get behind early, I think it's over. Well, there's
I know, I think they get jumped early. I think it gets horrible real quick.
Yeah. And we can't afford to turn the ball over. I think I talked to Tanner about this last night. I mean, normally you can't throw a bunch of interceptions and we can't have any useless fumbles out there.
No, he comes out throwing the ball off his back foot today. He's going to be throwing it to the wrong team. They'll catch it and they'll run it back. They'll get immediate points. It'll get over really quick.
But there is a basketball recruit coming in today in there, Keith.
Philip Petrus, I think he's there today, and I'm not sure that he canceled his visit to Vanderbilt. I can see Tennessee closing the deal today, hopefully.
Well, it'd be big, wouldn't it?
That would certainly be the highest rated recruit of the Barnes era and give Tennessee something that, I mean, honestly, in the history of the program, Phil, have we ever had a 6'11 guy that can step out and really shoot it? I mean, we all kind of enjoyed watching Wayne Chisholm at 6'9 step out and occasionally fire a three, but how many of those did he make?
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, this would be – I think that would set the roster for next year in really good position and start showing that Tennessee's recruiting is trending up. I mean, you get Pons, you get Petrusev, you're in with a bunch of 4 and 5 stars in 19 and 20 classes. I mean, I think that would show, especially with all the problems that are going on at a whole bunch of other programs around the country via the FBI. I mean, I think that would show that you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, this FBI thing may help Tennessee, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I don't think there's any doubt it will, Phil, in that as long as – I mean, I said this to some folks the other night, and I'm certainly not implying anything, but it does make me a little uncomfortable that one of the guys arrested was Rick Barnes' first point guard at Clemson. But we'll see. I think everything will be fine. But,
was he ever been on Rick Barnes' staffs anywhere?
No, but Barnes has always been a Nike guy, and and Merle Coates always has worked for Nike grassroots basketball for a lot. But I have no reason to be concerned about that other than I'm one of those junkies who knows that Merle Coates played for Rick Barnes. So.
Well. I'm kind of concerned, though, we had Buck Pearl and Donnie Tindall over here, too, and, you know, that's still
I see, I don't think the NCAA has any real fire-up about this. I think they're – I don't know embarrassed is the right word, Phil, because they realize they don't have subpoena power. They don't have the juice the FBI does. And I don't think the FBI is going to be going around looking for recruiting violations. They're looking, my guess is they're looking for something that keeps walking them up the food chain to the top of Nike, Under Armour, and Adidas.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, this whole thing doesn't make a lot of sense, because why is the FBI chasing after basketball coaches for giving extra benefits to players? So my guess is this is a real strategy by the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York to get up to this guy or that guy. Somewhere they think there's securities fraud or something going on at the major apparel and shoe companies. Otherwise, really? I mean,
I understand. And I guess because they can't get Trump, so they got to get somebody. And
well, I mean, really.
Rick Pitino, look at him. I mean, he's still denying
getting Chuck Person means what to them?
Yeah.
Nothing. I mean, even really, in the grand scheme of things, in the U.S. attorneys and in that world, what does getting Rick Pitino mean? Nothing. Because really, what can they prove Pitino's done? Okay, at best, they send him to a club fed for a year. And really, what have they proven then? So, especially after you do a three-year investigation, I'm pretty certain this is a bump up to try to catch somebody on securities fraud or something
like
at the highest level of the major, the billion-dollar shoe companies.
Yeah. What do y'all think about some of these big games today?
I think Virginia Tech has something with Clemson tonight. That's just a gut instinct. Blacksburg, Fuente has been very good at home. I think they have something for them tonight.
I don't know.
Clemson's
I'm not
very
believing Virginia Tech yet. Although they're playing a true freshman quarterback, I don't know why we can't do that here. I mean, everybody else does it. We get juniors, and they look like freshmen. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, God. But I guess it's going to be over before we know it, isn't it? I mean, like Tanner said, I mean, it could be over with Sunday or Monday, Keith. And you're still saying Kentucky game?
Keith, you there?
Oh, yes. And at the other big games today, I mean, honestly, tonight there aren't that many big games around. I mean, I think the biggest game nationally as far as playoff implications happened last night.
Yeah, that was kind of a head-scratcher, wasn't it? I'm totally surprised, though.
I think my biggest surprise of that game was, Phil, if you'd have told me at the start of that game, and actually someone did and said the total was 60, I thought that was the ultimate sucker bet, and obviously it was.
Yeah.
Because Vegas, again, I mean, would you not have thought that game would have gone well over 60?
Yeah, I would have, that's for sure.
And Vegas, I'm sure, set that number knowing because, for whatever reason, they seem to always know. And I'm sure everyone thought the same thing. Probably a bunch of money in Las Vegas last night on over 60, and they don't get there. And USC, they've been dancing on the razor's edge for too long.
Good Texas spot gone, isn't it?
I mean, at some point, Western Michigan had them up four with like 5 minutes to go.
Yeah.
And now what now here's my question. In the Pac-12, who wins the Pac-12 now?
Is Washington still undefeated?
I mean, how good is Washington? I mean, are they any better than Washington State?
Yeah.
And who's going to beat Washington State if Washington doesn't?
Well, I guess we'll have to worry about Ole Miss beating Alabama three times today, though, Emma.
Yeah, that would be
– pretty much over with now, isn't it?
I mean, that would be one of the monumental upsets of all time if they were able to go in and win tonight.
Well, Cattleman texted me last night. Cave told me to call in. And he said he was with Asian women and drinking Natty Light. So evidently he had too much of both last night. You know what I'm saying? He's the leadoff hitter on the show. I mean,
that's true. But hey, I'm sure we'll hear the voice at some point today. I've got faith in my man. I've got faith in my man. He'll bounce in at some point.
Well, hopefully we'll beat Georgia. I mean, I will at least have some kind of satisfaction this year in the SEC, and that's about. This is our only chance.
Yeah, we don't
really
win today.
Anyway.
I mean, honestly, Phil, we don't win today. What can we accomplish in the SEC? Because, I mean, you have to be realistic. We're not going to win it. We're not going to beat Alabama.
Yeah.
So, you don't win today, you really have nothing left to really be concerned about.
Well, just don't let South Carolina, Vanderbilt, or Kentucky make it even worse. That's about what
true.
You play for. All right, guys, hang in there.
That's right, Billy. Get our first break here on the warm-up on Fox Sports Knoxville. Back after this.
Precision Lawn Services, Greater Knoxville's complete lawn maintenance provider, offering mowing, weed control, fertilization, overseeding, general landscaping, and more. Precision Lawn Services committed to making your lawn complement your home or business. Your one-stop shop for lawn care and landscaping. Precision Lawn is the way to the greener side of grass. Call Russ Cooper at Precision Lawn Service, 423-836-6616. That's Russ Cooper at Precision Lawn Service, 423-836-6616.
If you want to secure the best Vols gear for this season, then hurry up and get over to Alumni Hall. They have the newest arrivals from Nike, Nike Golf, Cutter and Buck, and much, much more, including everything you need for your home, car, or office. Plus, you can now get the Tennessee Yeti coolers, Ramblers, and Coasters just in time for tailgate season. If it's orange and white, you can get it at Alumni Hall. Alumni Hall now has 7 convenient locations throughout the state, including the brand new location in Brentwood. And as always, you can shop from the comfort of your home or office 24/7 at alumnihall.com.
We know pets are family. Like Smokey and the Vols, they're part of your team. I'm Nate Hodges, and I've taken my dog to Admiral Vet for years. The vets are UT grads and care for a wide range of animals. They have affordable boarding, too. Admiral Vet on Watt Road near Kingston Pike. Admiral Vet, caring for pets and the people that love them. Call 865-675-1833 or go to admiralvet.com to make an appointment. That's admiralvet.com.
Hey guys, does your wife complain of hard water? Wonder what's in your water? I can tell you that with EcoWater's advanced water systems, my skin no longer smells like chlorine after a shower. I don't need as much soap, shampoo, or conditioner, and I can already tell a difference with our laundry. Call 865-970-2225 to schedule your free, no-obligation water analysis that can change your life. Happy wife, happy life. That's 865-970-2225 or online at ecowaterknoxville.com.
Are you hosting an event and want to go above and beyond for your guests to provide the best drinking experience possible? Well, look no further. You found it. It's Knoxville's mobile beer truck and bartending services, Barger's Beer Truck. Barger's Beer Truck is perfect for any type of get-together. That means parties, reunions, weddings, and, oh yeah, tailgates. To get a quote for your event or to book the most kick-ass bar in town, visit bargersbeertruck.com.
Whether you're already super fit or a weekend warrior just looking to burn a few calories, Select Fitness has the equipment you need in a relaxed, no-pressure environment. Don't put off your health and well-being any longer. Visit Select Fitness today and take the first step toward a healthier, happier you. Select Fitness on Sutherland Avenue, across from West High School, online at selectknox.com or call 865-919-1348.
Calling all men. This fall, Central Baptist Bearden will be hosting different meeting times for men who would like to study and discuss how to experience more of God. The Experiencing God course is a discovery of what God has already been doing in our lives, a growing awareness of how He speaks, and encouragement in moving forward in faith together with Him. We invite you to be a part of one of our study groups. For more information, contact Central Baptist Bearden at 865-450-1000 or online at cbcbearden.org.
This fall, football lives on Fox Sports Knoxville. With Maryville High School football on Friday nights, the biggest college games in the country on Saturdays, and the NFL Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Fox Sports Knoxville brings you more live football than any other station in town. Fox Sports Knoxville, where football lives.
Jet's Pizza in Farragut is a great place to hang out with family and friends. At Jet's Pizza, there's lots of menu items to choose from, salad, breadsticks, wings, and subs. But it's the deep dish pizza that keeps you coming back again and again. Check out Jet's Pizza in Farragut at 11124 Kingston Pike. They've got a full bar with a great selection of beer and wine. Dine in, carry out, or get it delivered. Call 865-675-0505 for Jet's Pizza in Farragut.
Tired of the same old when it comes to lunch spots in Knoxville? Well, head on over to Brown Bag and try some food with a purpose. At Brown Bag, they're committed to serving delicious, healthy food at reasonable prices every day. Whether you're eating at one of their two locations, picking up some of their bulk items, or having a catered meal delivered to your home or office, you'll experience friendly, fast service and delicious food made with the freshest ingredients. Find Brown Bag in Hardin Valley and downtown on Gay Street or visit brownbagnow.com.
Hi there. I'm on my way, I'm making it.
And we're back, segment two of hour one here on the warm-up on Fox Sports Knoxville. I want to give a shout-out to our good friends at Clancy's Tavern and Whiskey House in downtown Knoxville, next to the historic Tennessee Theater, the place I will be viewing Tennessee, Georgia today, 3:30 on CBS. And what is one of the pivotal games that will decide the direction of, I think, Tennessee's program for at least the next 4 or 5 years. We will learn a whole bunch about Tennessee football today at 3:30. And someone who I'm sure has some ideas about that, we bring in T. Carp. T. Carp, what's up?
Hey, man. Right now I'm just chilling on the couch after getting my NAD surgically taken care of. I guess the Vols have kicked me in there so many times that me and the wife just decided to make that a permanent thing. So that's where I'm at. That's where I'll be watching it today.
Yeah. So you took Vito's advice. You got the titanium implant.
That's exactly what happened. So, boy, that's weird. I know this is a sports show, but boy, that's weird being awake for that. That is the weirdest thing in the world. Anywho. But yeah, got that taken care of, and right now I'm just going to sit and watch my balls. Now, to premise this, I am a little medicated, so forgive me, but I just...
As long as you stay within FCC regulations, T-Carp, you're fine.
Hey, man, I'm going to. I'm telling you, I've said for the past 2 weeks I'm code black, so I'm really not cheering for them to win because I want better for this program. And like you said before, you know, this game is a pivotal game in the next 4 to 5 years. I don't think Butch Jones is the guy to get us to win a SEC East championship and an SEC championship and a national championship. Now, if he wins this game in dominating fashion, and he's changed the things that he needs to change, and he's got the locker room behind him, then I might believe that. If he goes out this year and, you know, makes those things...
Does what he should have done last year, yeah, I'd be all in.
Yeah, I would too, which would mean that I would be happy with the win. I know I've said I wouldn't be. I would be very, very, very happy with the win. And that's what needs to happen. And you know what? He can still win the East this year. I truly believe it. I think we have the talent on the roster to do it. He's just got to do it. And this game is the game that he does. He's got the SEC's leading rusher in John Kelly right now, who's got, what, 400 and...
450.
See, 450,
T-Carp, yep.
Yeah, SEC's leading rusher at 450. I mean, guys, you've got a monster in the backfield. Feed it to him. And you know what? Don't put Dormady in crappy situations. Put him in situations where he can get the ball to Wolf, his favorite target, and then have fun with Callaway. Get him some targets. Get him moving all around the field to where he can make some plays. Guys, we can win this game. But if Butch Jones plays like or does what we've seen him do, honestly, I think we'll lose this game like 35, 40 to 10 or 17 or something like that. But
oh, no, there's no doubt. We come out with a typical Tennessee slow start today. This thing is going to go horribly wrong for them. I mean,
yeah,
really, really bad. I mean, today they have to – they can't let it get away early because, as I said yesterday, the bottom line, what's going to happen is they come out slow today, the crowd turns against you, and it becomes almost a home atmosphere for Georgia.
Big time. Do you think
you come
they
out
will
bad
be
– today?
Okay, I know they're trying to check your new one. How much red do you think is going to be in the stadium today?
I'll be stunned if there are at least 30,000 Georgia fans there. And that is me being conservative in my estimate from what I saw downtown last night.
That's a big deal. How do you think Curry's going to take that? I don't think he'll take it very well at all.
He'll take it okay if we win because it'll be a one-time anomaly this year. We get beat, especially we get worked, and he looks around in the fourth quarter, and it's Alabama 2008 all over again. He will not take that well at all.
That's kind of where I'm at. I'm right there with you, too, and I know you don't want to get into that, so we'll just kind of stop it there. What do you think about Mike Leach last night, man? How about that guy?
Oh, I mean, really, as I was telling Phil, who's going to beat them now? I mean, I watched Washington play a couple of times. I'm not horribly impressed with them. So, I mean, who's going to be – I mean, granted, their defense isn't great. USC has looked like a paper tiger all year. So I'm not stunned that they fell. But honestly, who's going to beat Washington State?
Man, I don't see anybody right now unless some – you know, unless somebody comes out and does well, of course. So, you know, those Pac-12 teams, sometimes they're just due for a letdown like any other team. So we'll see. Does Alabama look like the favorite to win the national championship again after that just destruction of Vanderbilt?
Clemson's awfully good. I mean, right now, I've said all week for a couple of weeks now, it looks to me like it's Alabama, Clemson, in whatever order you want to put them in, and then a bunch of other teams.
Yeah,
I think there's like 15 other teams, probably T-Corp, that can end up in the playoff in those other two spots. But whoever gets in there, to me, will be a substantial underdog to Clemson or Alabama. And like I said, having said that, I think Virginia Tech will have something for Clemson tonight. But then they've got to try. But then by the end of the year, Clemson will have not lost again. They'll be there. And we'll see tonight. I mean, I could be completely wrong. And especially if Clemson goes into Blacksburg tonight and rolls them, they've got clear sailing the rest of the year.
Yeah, that they truly do. On the way out, I'm going to change it. I'm going to say go Vols. It's hard for me to be 100% code black. I hope they win today. But if they don't, you know how I feel, Hatfield. Thanks, man. Have a good day, buddy.
I understand completely. T-Carp, fantastic. And instead of jumping to a break, as people we thought we will, what's up, cattlemen?
From Watauga to Waverly, the Pappy Van Winkle's on ice, Keith.
That's always good.
Gonna be maybe a little Pappy Van Winkle time about 7 o'clock tonight.
I hope. Well, one way or the other, absolutely. I mean, that is the one thing, and I hate to be that way, but today is truly a win-win, I think, for the Tennessee fan base.
Yeah, I agree with that. Hey, Keith, first off, swing your sword, pirate on the Palouse. That's what I wanted to start with, too. And I was looking at him. Apparently the Washington State AD, Ruse, I think is his name, went down to Key West. Mike Leach, obviously, you know, real eccentric guy, Keys and all that, and talked him out of retirement or after that deal with Craig James to come coach up there. And he said that was probably the worst Power 5 job in America. Probably is. 30,000-seat stadium. Has he been running the best pure passing attack in America the last 15 years? Ever since the fun and gun.
I mean, that, yeah, because I don't think there's much argument about that. And, Cattleman, you know, I'm not the world's biggest Mike Leach fan, but absolutely. I mean, maybe Mississippi State may be a worse job than Washington State, and maybe, well, no, there's probably no job in the Big Ten that's worse.
Well, you know, you look at some like Mullen, Mike Leach, Saban. Saban goes out and gets the best players in America and wins with them. But I think you probably back off and look at it. A job that Mike Leach has done, doing it at Texas Tech, now doing it out at Washington State, and, of course, Mullen with his limited resources, those are probably two of the best coaching jobs in America.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what you look at historically, you take out Jackie Sherrill's little run there that obviously brought them NCAA sanctions. What has Mississippi State been in our lifetime? I mean, Washington State had a couple of pretty decent teams with Dennis Erickson and Mike Price, but they really have never had anything that remotely looks like sustained success. And now they're probably going to they'll probably get a little more of a bump than they should, because the voters aren't going to want to admit they overrated USC the whole time. So my guess is Washington State wakes up tomorrow morning like number 7 in the polls with a straight shot. If they can hold on and not get tripped up, they've got a real shot at being in the playoff.
Hey, Keith, on the short end here, what's your problem with Leach? What don't you like about
it? I'm not a big fan of somebody, Cattleman, that doesn't. That's why I'm not a Bobby Petrino guy. I'm just not a fan. I think at some point, to win big boy football, you have to line up and be able to run the other guys over. And neither of those guys have ever done. I mean, the biggest game Mike Leach ever coached in was against Oklahoma the year Crabtree makes a great catch, beats Texas. They go into Norman and get beat, 69-7? Or whatever it was. I mean, Oklahoma just lights them a fire. And because they weren't physical enough. Now, granted, you can't get great defensive players at Texas Tech. You get him in a program like Tennessee where he has access to recruit great defensive players. I mean, we don't know. To me, that's an unknown. I mean, I just don't want to bring a guy in here who it just becomes a more fun version of what we're doing right now.
Well, Keith, I mean,
eight and four to me is garbage on either side of it. I don't care if it's 70-68 and everybody thinks it's fun and it has a good time, or if it's 10-7 and everybody hates it. 8-4 to me is garbage either way.
Yeah, but Keith, man, he's never had resources of a big time program, though.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. Exactly. I mean, I'm not going to hold Tech and Washington State against him. His defenses have been so awful at both places that I would hope that getting to a program that has access, that is drawing great defensive players, would change that. But I mean, that's not a certainty. But then again, what would be a certainty here? So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to lose my mind if we hire Mike Leach.
I think it'd be awesome. I mean, I bounce around a little bit, but he can take you and me and turn us into 300-yard passers, Keith.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it this way, Cattleman. Where we're at right now, you need a shot in the arm, and he would be one of the ultimate shots in the arm as far as a change in. Mike Leach isn't going to come in here and start telling the fan base they don't know what they've seen. He's not going to come in here and act like we're a bunch of rubes and somehow we should be building statues to a coach who wins the Music City Bowl. So,
go ahead, Keith. I was wanting to wrap this up because I know you're heading for a break. Let me just throw this at you and clear out. I would say if I was going to be doing a hunt, I'd have Leach, Petrino, Mullen, Kiffin on my list. I definitely would not be bringing all four of those jokers in for an updated interview. And last thing, I got one question about today's game. This is checkered kneeling, right?
Correct.
Does that mean I should wear light blue or gray to the game today? See ya.
My man, Cattleman, if you're going to the game today, I'm gonna say light blue. What do you think, Tanner?
Yeah, I think that'd be the safe bet.
I think that'd be the good call for Cattleman. But no.
Oh yeah, it fits him very well. We know this.
Absolutely. Let's hit a break. Let's be right back.
Comfort, convenience, and top-of-the-line amenities. When you travel with Premier Transportation, you get it all. Headquartered in Knoxville, Tennessee, Premier is proud to provide luxury motor coaches to customers throughout the continental U.S. Our entire fleet is outfitted with fast, reliable Wi-Fi service, satellite TV, and comfortable seats. At Premier, our passion is providing you with a smooth, safe ride. Regardless of your group size, our deluxe motor coaches will get you to your destination in style. PremierTransportation.net or give us a call, 865-694-0304.
Hey guys, drug prices got you down? Well, here's something that'll give you a lift. National Rx in Farragut is offering listeners a huge deal on Sildenafil. 50 20 milligram tablets for $50. That's right, 50 tablets, $50. You don't need a raise. You just need to bring your prescription to National Rx in Farragut to get great deals on medicine. National Rx, Farragut's neighborhood community pharmacy.
I know you hear about the shrimp dock a lot, but the freshness goes further than just the seafood. Yes, basically all the fish is from American waters, and yes, the shrimp is wild-caught off the coast of Louisiana.
Something good's gonna happen every day.
But the slaw is made in-house, the soups are crafted with fresh ingredients, and the crab cakes are made with love.
Crab cakes and football!
Most everything in the store is either fresh or handmade. It doesn't get better than that.
No way.
Go see for yourself at the Shrimp Dock in Alcoa, Bearden, or Farragut.
48% of young adults have untagged themselves from a photo on Facebook because of their smile. And 61% of adults are attracted to somebody by their smile alone. I'm Dr. Daniel Smith of Smith Family Dentistry in Oliver Springs. And if you're unhappy with your smile, let us help. From same-day crowns to short-term adult orthodontics, dentures to kids, we're able to brighten that grin for your next selfie. Call us at 865-435-4100 or visit smithfamilydds.com for more info. That's Smith Family Dentistry at 865-435-4100 or smithfamilydds.com.
Hops and Hollers in Old North Knoxville is your local neighborhood craft beer store and taproom. Located just 8 blocks north of the Old City, Hops and Hollers has combined a passion for great beer and strong community to bring a unique and locally owned beer store and taproom to Knoxville. With a selection of over 100 bottled and canned beers and 32 beers on tap, including 21 from right here in the great state of Tennessee, there's no doubt that you'll find the perfect beer for you at Hops and Holler. They'll also fill your growlers and give you kegs to go if you've got to enjoy your beers elsewhere. But don't just come for the beer, because Hops and Hollers has nightly events including bocce ball, cornhole, and ping pong at the Upper Beer Garden, as well as bingo, movie night, trivia, Sunday NFL ticket, live music, and a different food truck each night of the week. And don't forget, Saturdays and Sundays are game days at Hops and Hollers. With TVs located throughout the premises, you won't miss a second of the action. So come on down, 937 North Central Street in Old North Knoxville, or visit them online at hopsandhollers.com.
Locally owned and operated, North Knox Siding and Windows is your complete home exterior improvement company. In addition to siding and windows, they can handle roofing, gutters, doors, handrails, stonework, and more. They'll do it quickly, they'll do it well, and they'll do it for a reasonable price. Call today to set up a free estimate. 865-689-0505. That's 865-689-0505. Online at northknoxsidingandwindows.com.
Hi, I'm Nate Hodges of 3 and Out. If you're like me, you do anything to help your children succeed. And currently, careers in math and science are becoming more valuable with each passing day. At Mathnasium of West Knoxville, instructors pinpoint your child's needs, meet them where they are, and take them where they need to go. Whether behind or looking to leap ahead for future advantages, Mathnasium of West Knoxville will make it happen. Learn more by calling 865-769-6944 or visit online at mathnasium.com/West Knoxville.
Simply put, Renovation LLC is reliable, affordable painting and renovations. Licensed and insured, Renovation LLC can handle interior and exterior painting, staining, drywall repairs, wallpaper removal, trim installation, cabinets, refinishing, and so much more. For quality painting and renovations at a great price, call Antonio at 865-307-4355. Call Antonio today at Renovation LLC, 865-307-4355.
Hey guys, it's Russell Smith here, inviting you to join us for the Voluntary Reaction immediately following every Tennessee football game. It's all the latest scores, highlights, and interviews with players and coaches from around the country.
That ain't how this is going down. Instant commentary and fan reaction right here on 1340 AM, and then we're going like Lionel Richie all night long on the WKGN app. It's Voluntary Reaction, raw, unfiltered, real.
And we're back, final segment here, hour one on the warm-up on Fox Sports Knoxville. Shout out to our friends at Sapphire. Tonight, celebration station. When Tennessee wins, head to Sapphire, get a Tortuga Tonic, the newest addition to the signature cocktail menu. Have a couple of those. Wait for the DJ to fire up. Tennessee, when they win today, see Tanner, I can be optimistic.
Yeah, you sure can. It's hard to find optimism anymore now, but you still have some of it.
I can do it. I can do that. I will say when. And bottom line is, if Tennessee loses, that's just flip the script, drown your sorrows, wait for the first couple of licks of In the Club tonight from the DJ, and it all feels good then. Either way, so just, and then you can steel yourself with the idea of whatever coach of your dreams is on the sideline next year. So, folks, it's all is not lost. It's not that bad, folks. Just play it out. We'll see what happens. My only problem with everybody being optimistic if we win today is this, Tanner. We're still not winning the East, because if we beat Georgia today, we're still losing to Alabama. And at the end of the day, that means Florida would have to lose three times for us to win the East. So that's the one hook in the whole thing.
Yeah, it's almost like if you win today, you're going to be like almost right back where you were in 2 weeks' time.
Well, but you win today and you win the rest of them, except Alabama, that's probably a major bowl bid.
Yeah, you would have to imagine so.
Yeah, 10-2, you're probably landing some places pretty good, so you can't be wrong with that. And we jump over now to the hotline and call in our man GQFG. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Well, I was kind of listening to y'all and flipping back and forth between college game day. And old Butchie boy, he's officially the laughing stock of the United States now.
Hey, now, wait a minute, though, Jake. If you're flipping back between those two, do we not need to get a video feed so we can decide who's better looking between me and Maria Taylor?
Hey, Reese Davis they were doing stop action on his press conference. They let him say a few ignorant words, and they'd stop it, and Reese Davis would just rip him a new one. Then they'd get a few more ignorant words to come out of his mouth, and then they'd stop it, and Reese Davis would just rip him a new one.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt, Jake, that he is now troubling the fan base. The last 2 years are two of the best in the last 20 years. It's almost as if he knows it's about to completely go off the rails, and he's like, you people have not treated me well by my standards, so I'm just going to have fun with you at this point.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But and Desmond Howard, and then they, after Reese Davis ripped him, then they let Herb Street and one of the other ones on there try to take up for him a little bit, talk about he's done some good things, and then Desmond Howard just comes and pile drives him. It was great.
Well, bottom line is, Kirk Herbstreit's been one of his bigger defenders. So now that he's lost him, that's kind of like Cronkite losing LBJ.
Well, no, that's what Herbstreit was trying to take that point.
Well, I understand, but it was pretty tepid from what I've been told. It was not like it's normally been that you got to remember what he took up and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I think Herbstreit's yesterday, even Mike Griffith, for God's sake, didn't really take up for him on the panel with Feinbaum and Swain yesterday. That tells me that everybody knows this. It is now. I mean, even if he wins today and has a good end of the season, let's say he wins today, only loses to Alabama on his way out, he's going to be looking for a new job too. You know, does everybody not agree he wants out of here? He realizes this is a terrible place for him, and it was a terrible fit from the start. But, I mean, I'm all for him going 10-2 this year, go to whatever bowl, major bowl is not in the playoff, play that, and then, hey, go coach at Illinois. Go coach at wherever. Let them overpay you.
Yeah, he's wanting that buyout. Best thing that happened for Butchie boys, just go out and get blown out today.
So, yeah, he won't get fired immediately, but he'll know that he's got a whole bunch of failure money sitting in the tank while he sits and goes and tries to find another good Mac job if he gets blown out today.
Well, I don't think there's any way that guy's going to quit and risk losing that failure money.
Oh,
anybody
no.
Anybody think that's going to happen?
And it's not the Tennessee way to fire somebody mid-season. I mean, they fired Fulmer because they just had to after the South Carolina game. Had to announce it. And honestly, that was Curry and Hamilton thinking that somebody else might hire Kiffin. Let's be honest. I mean, that's exactly what that was.
I'll tell you where we missed the boat. Right after they played that ridiculous press conference and ripped our head coach. Then they're in Blacksburg today, and then they have the guy on there live that we should have got 2 years ago, and that's Justin Fuente. And you hear Bush Jones talk, and then you hear Justin Fuente talk, and you're saying, "Who the hell is hiring their coaches at Tennessee?"
Well, look at it this way, Jeep. Granted, if they do it, everybody's going to lose their mind because it won't be one of those splash hires. The guy they followed him up with at Memphis is pretty doggone good. Now, put it this way. If Mike Norvell is coaching Tennessee this time next year, I will not be one bit angry.
Was he a holdover from Fuente's staff?
No, he was the offensive coordinator, I want to say, at Ohio State. I think he replaced Tom Herman.
Okay.
I will not – I'll put it this way because we all know how tough a job Memphis is. And they haven't fallen off a step since Fuente left.
Yeah. Okay, so, Keith, I got to run.
I got you, Jake. 865-546-8200, 865-546-8200. What do you think about that, Tanner? You, Mike Norvell?
Well, actually, he was the offensive coordinator at Arizona State, but still, yeah, when he was offensive coordinator there, ASU was known for some pretty prolific high-octane offenses.
Well, he was the coordinator that got Kiffin fired, correct?
It looks like it. Yeah, he was offensive coordinator in that same year. So, yeah, he was there from 2012 to 2015, it says. He was offensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach, and his final two seasons there, he was also associate head coach. So, a lot of good experience, a lot of good a good offensive pedigree for sure.
I'm trying to think why in the world I would have thought he had an Ohio State pedigree. But, yes, I mean, and put it this way, what has Todd Graham done since he left?
Not much. He's
about to get fired.
He's on the chopping block.
So
I don't know. I wouldn't hate Mike Norvell. I think if it comes down to hiring him or hiring another mid-major coach in, let's say, Scott Satterfield from Appalachian State, I would take Norvell.
Well, and I think the thing there is, the only problem with hiring someone like Norvell is going to be that the perception, at least, is going to be is, wow, how is Tennessee not able to hire a great coach? I mean, this will be then four hiring cycles. I mean, the Kiffin hire made a lot of splash, but still, even then, people were like, really? Tennessee's hiring Lane Kiffin? You follow that up with one of the worst hires in the history of the SEC. Cincinnati's coach, who was going 8-4 and going to the Belk Bowl. And then you followed up with Memphis's coach, Norvell would have to come in and start winning immediately, or people would start thinking that Tennessee has turned into Minnesota, or throw in your favorite middle power conference team that goes 8-4, 7-5 every year. I mean, that's the one problem. Tennessee then would be kind of swimming uphill against perception if they end up with that, if they do that.
You would be the SEC's Nebraska or Minnesota, even a worst-case scenario. And I'll clear it up saying I wouldn't be, you know, disappointed if it ended up being Norvell, but he has to be like sixth or seventh on your list. He has to be. You're in a position to get a name now. You weren't in that position 5 years ago. You are now.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is now, there are, because everybody talks about it, it's impossible to hire a good sitting head coach from a major program. That's fine. There are how many guys that have either won a national championship or played for it that don't have jobs right now? I mean, Les Miles, I'm not a Les Miles fan. Doesn't have a job. Chip Kelly doesn't have a job. Bob Stoops doesn't have a job. I mean, there's three guys right there. Now, granted, we'll find out. My gut is that Stoops is not done. Maybe he is. But to me, that's the first call you make.
Oh, it has to be. It has to be number one, because how many other coaches have said that they're retiring to spend time with their families, and after a year of spending time with their families, they realize, hey, I kind of hate this. I want to go back to coaching. It's all I really know. And Bob's a really competitive dude.
Well, hell, Urban Meyer's family told him to go back to coaching. They were tired of it. They were tired of him.
Urban Meyer thought he was having a heart attack, and he was, I'm spending time with my family, going to focus on my health. After a year of being an analyst, I think being an analyst for ESPN didn't help him in 2011, because he was watching the game every week, and I bet he was like seeing some coaches screw up, and he was thinking to himself, man, if I could call those plays, it'd be a lot better.
Well,
outcome.
I think he was probably looking at the Big Ten going, my God, I can murder that conference.
Oh, he was looking at Luke Fickell. He was absolutely looking at what he was doing as an interim head coach and said, yeah, a lot of talent there. I can step in and write this ship. And
well,
his first
been
year,
how many years? He's been there how many years?
Since 2012.
How many games?
Since 2012. It's not that many games he's lost. I don't know his exact record, but
what's he lost? Six or seven games in that whole
season? I think so. But his first season, he comes in there and goes undefeated. Yeah, you knew what you had in your hands at that point. And they were on that postseason ban because of Tattoo Gate and all that other stuff.
Well, and so, what do they do? Because of that, that brings Harbaugh into that league. That brings – and I think that's the reason that the Big Ten – has slowly kind of caught up to the SEC. They keep hiring great coaches. We keep hiring folks that you go, I mean, Ohio State hires Urban Meyer. Florida hires Jim McElwain. Michigan hires Jim Harbaugh. LSU hires Ed Orgeron. I mean, there's a disconnect there. If we're really the best football conference in America,
Make hires like it.
Yeah, hire the best coaches. I mean, I get the whole argument that, nobody just wants to compete with Saban. Well, that's garbage. You give a great coach an opportunity at a place like Tennessee.
I bet you Bob Stoops will want to compete with Nick Saban. I can guarantee you that.
I know he enjoyed the last time he played Nick Saban.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the thing. The great coaches love that idea because they know, hey, I get through the SEC, I've got a guaranteed playoff spot. And as bad as the East is right now, why in the world wouldn't a coach think, oh, let's do that?
Yeah, exactly. Why wouldn't a coach want to come into this situation where this division is right now, knowing that it's prime for the taking?
I mean, look at that division right now.
But that brings me back to Dan Mullen. Dan Mullen would be an excellent hire just because you know he would run this division. You know he would. He'd have to compete with Kirby and the numbers that he's building through recruiting right now. But I think Dan Mullen, even though yeah, they kind of got beat down last week. I would still think with better talent that you'd be able to get at a school like Tennessee, that he's still slightly, I wouldn't say superior, but I think he's still like a better coach than Kirby Smart, despite what happened last week. That's where that talent disparity right
hey,
there.
And I'll put it this way. At 7 o'clock, at 7 p.m. tonight, when I pull up my barbecue and beer plate at Clancy's tonight, we may be thinking that Kirby Smart's the biggest boob in the world.
Quite possibly.
Because they come in here and lose today. I'm not sure he doesn't lose his fan base. Because, let's be honest, the East is terrible. And if Tennessee wins today, we've all handed it right back to Florida.
Yep, and it's going to be third year in a row backing into it for old Shark Humper.
Absolutely. We'll take a break. Last segment coming of Hour 1 coming up on the warm-up.
National Rx, Farragut's neighborhood community pharmacy. Now offering 30% off on home medical equipment and mobility aids. Canes, walkers, bed rails, portable commodes, and more. If you or someone in your family needs any of these items, please visit National Rx at 11 134 Kingston Pike, next to Wendy's in Farragut. Online at nationalrx.com.
Merchants of Beer, a unique venue designed as a destination for craft beer connoisseurs, is a favorite place to hang out with friends to enjoy beer, fine cocktails, wines, and cigars in the one-of-a-kind walk-in humidor. Pair your drink selection with their delicious snack options for a different experience each visit. In a rush, carry out your favorite beers and snacks. Merchants of Beer is located at 137 South Central Street in the Old City, right on the corner of Summit Hill and Central. It's time to experience Merchants of Beer.
Hey Knoxville, this is Jamie again for Albin Franklin Motors on Kingston Pike. Just want to invite you to come out to the store, relax, and enjoy your buying experience. For over 30 years, we've been putting people into perfect vehicles for their lifestyle and budget. And we truly have financing for everyone at Albin Franklin Motors. It's so easy and affordable. You've heard our ads. You probably know someone who bought a car from us, and it's no wonder. We have over 600 vehicles to choose from, with a price range from $500 to $50,000. At Albin Franklin Motors, we have low-end starter vehicles for young people, economy cars, trucks, SUVs, Jeep Wranglers, diesel trucks, and even high-end luxury vehicles that are affordable for anyone. Lowest price within 1,000 miles, and that's a guarantee. And that's how we've been doing business for 30 years in East Tennessee. So come to Albin Franklin Motors, 9711 Kingston Pike, right across from the Chop House. Relax, take a look around, and enjoy your buying experience. Or call 693-9315 and check our pricing online at albinfranklinmotors.com. What are you waiting on? We're waiting on you.
Davey Hudson here to tell you about our good friends down at Gold's Gym. As a winner of the Gold's Gym Challenge, I can personally say the healthy eating and workout habits that the Gold's Gym staff helped instill in me have been life-changing. Whether you are looking to shed a few pounds or add muscle mass, Gold's Gym can help you reach your potential through fitness. With 7 convenient Knoxville area locations, there is a Gold's Gym near you. So stop into your local Gold's for a free tour or visit them online at goldsgym.com and download a free 3-day VIP pass. It's time to leave the excuses behind. Gold's Gym is your path to fitness.
Sensible Roofing Solutions, Inc., the premier local roofing company. With over 7 years serving the region, Sensible Roofing Solutions prides itself on quality and the customer experience. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and 100% local. They are proud to announce a shingle with a lifetime warranty against algae and streaking. That's right, a lifetime warranty backed by 3M Scotchgard. Ever notice how those newer roofs have ugly streaks running from ridge to eave? Well, that won't happen anymore. Call and find out how today, 865-803-2674.
Hi, I'm Nate Hodges of 3 and Out. If you're like me, you do anything to help your children succeed. And currently, careers in math and science are becoming more valuable with each passing day. At Mathnasium of West Knoxville, instructors pinpoint your child's needs, meet them where they are, and take them where they need to go. Whether behind or looking to leap ahead for future advantages, Mathnasium of West Knoxville will make it happen. Learn more by calling 865-769-6944 or visit online at Mathnasium.
Renovationlc.com/WestKnoxville.
Simply put, Renovation LLC is reliable, affordable painting and renovations. Licensed and insured, Renovation LLC can handle interior and exterior painting, staining, drywall repairs, wallpaper removal, trim installation, cabinets, refinishing, and so much more. For quality painting and renovations at a great price, call Antonio at 865-307-4355. Call Antonio today at Renovation LLC, 865-307-4355.
Tired of the same old when it comes to lunch spots in Knoxville? Well, head on over to Brown Bag and try some food with a purpose. At Brown Bag, they're committed to serving delicious, healthy food at reasonable prices every day. Whether you're eating at one of their two locations, picking up some of their bulk items, or having a catered meal delivered to your home or office, you'll experience friendly, fast service and delicious food made with the freshest ingredients. Find Brown Bag in Hardin Valley and downtown on Gay Street, or visit brownbagnow.com.
You're listening to WKGN AM 1340 Knoxville, W268 PP FM 101.5 Rockford, and streaming online at foxsportsknoxville.com.